Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Really, I'm very excited about this show today. We are listening to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, Bigger Barns Are Us. We have some, you know, as we look at some current events, it's kind of really amazing to see the Bible just, you know, come to life, the parables that Jesus told. And, you know, one of the parables he told was in Luke chapter 12, where he talked about the man who had gotten extremely wealthy, and so wealthy that he needed to build bigger barns. And, you know, he was storing up all this wealth. He was going to eat, drink, and be merry. Oh, yeah. And unfortunately, you know, he was, as Jesus put it, his life was asked for from that night. And you fool, you know, who's going to get the money that you stored up? And the end of the parable being, you know, that those who weren't generous to God, you know, ended up with absolutely nothing. So it's kind of like, what was the outcome of these people's lives? And so we're seeing this live and in color, right?
We are, and we're getting ready for today's show. I sent Robbie a few articles about that I read, financial planners reads and journals about people that die and really don't leave an estate plan, and then some that do.
Yeah, so first up, you know, Aretha Franklin. Oh, my goodness. Here you have somebody that, you know, started out singing in church and certainly was given, she had an estate of $80 million, and guess what? No will. Four children.
She definitely had a gift. I mean, nobody sings soul music like her.
Right. So you got an $80 million estate. There's no estate plan. There's no will. And four boys that now have to kind of, you know, figure it out.
Well, they're going to figure it out with a whole group of lawyers.
Right.
And tax people, IRS people.
Right, because we can see that in the life, you know, here we are 2 years after Prince, another member, charter member of the Bigger Barns Are Us.
Prince went out of this world, no will. Same thing. $200 million was his estate. And 2 years later, the deal?
2 years later, you got a $200 million estate. Not one of his heirs has gotten a single penny, not one penny. But when you look at how many millions the lawyers and the IRS have gotten, you know, within those 2 years. And so let me read the punchline again from Jesus's parable here in Luke chapter 12. This is the 20th and 21st verse. But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with him, whoever stores up things for themselves but is not rich towards God." And so the thing that you see there in common is that it looked like they had no desired outcome, Hans, for what's going to happen after I go away. You know, what's going to happen with my family? What's going to happen with God? What's going to happen to that which I built up in my barn so that I could eat, drink, and be merry?
Well, taking care of your family is part of God's commandment. I mean, it's in the scripture. And to have, you know, any amount of money, but to have amassed that much money and then to pass away, and in Aretha Franklin's case, she had plenty of warning. I don't really think Prince did, but she did. I mean, she knew this was coming.
So there's a question that I would ask myself, and I would think, you know, all of us should reasonably ask that question. You know, what does it look like at the end of my life when I'm gone to have been generous towards God? You know, what would the outcome, what would I want with whatever estate I have or even my, you know, I may have small children that are still under my care, all sorts of things, that how would that, what would it actually look like for me to be generous with God, and chances are, I can't do that alone, Hans.
Well, you really can't, and all of those things are for you to decide. It's like, what do you want your estate to look like? Who do you want to care for? What do you want to happen to your things? They're all, those are your decisions to make. But to just not make them and to just leave things undone behind, and surely these people have some counsel or some people or some agents or some attorneys. I mean, somebody has to have brought this up to them over the years. I mean, they just...
But the one kind of cool story in the middle of that is Burt Reynolds. A little different story.
Well, yeah. And so the story of Burt Reynolds, it's happening right now. What the news, because these financial writers that I read, they're just hunting for this stuff all the time. And so I read kind of about every one of them. And it was kind of interesting with Burt Reynolds. Is he, they just found out that he left his son nothing in his will. Okay, so his will was read or made public or whatever, and he left his son nothing. But then there's more to the story. Then when you read down in the article, he left everything in his will is to go to a trust for his son, okay? And the trust is private. And so when you get to the end of this article, they're really saying we're not going to find out. I mean, what's in that trust and what it was for. So he didn't write his son out of his will. So he both had a will, but he provided that things are going to be there for his son and they're not going to be public. We're never going to know about it.
Yeah, which I think is phenomenal wisdom just for his, you know, looking after his son. And you know, clearly he had a desired outcome for, you know, what this is going to be for my family when, you know, when I go away.
Well, and, it, you know, certainly if Aretha Franklin had a will, and she most likely would have had a trust then, because with that amount of money, there would be things you would do. There would be necessity to put it in a trust. There would have been no story, and neither with Prince either. It wouldn't even have been in the financial publications. It wouldn't have been a story. Now, when we move to Burt Reynolds, when you read the whole story, and I've kind of been following that, he entertained me a lot over just watching those movies when I was a kid, and he only had $5 million, which seems like a small amount, and that's just an estimate, we have quoted in there quite a bit, and he said that, you know, there's plenty of actors who are very good with their money, and then what he had said was, but most of them can't act.
Which, well, it kind of makes the point. It's not how you start. It is how you finish. And that's the line of this show. It's finishing well. And so, yeah, I mean, Prince may have had $200 million, but where did it go? Well, you look at that article and you can see it went to the lawyers and the IRS and things like that. But how cool would it be if Aretha Franklin had set it up a trust for her church, a trust for her sons, you know, something to where, you know, it's none of our business how much money she gave to whoever, which it really, in my opinion, isn't our business. But it is interesting to see, you know, Jesus's parable play out. And ask ourselves that question, but just to get back for a minute to let you know that you're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. And as always, the what we're talking about today is estate planning, right?
And life insurance.
And life insurance. And you can find that in the 7 Worries tab at there at cardinalguide.com. And, of course, you can always get those chapters we talk about for free, or even just email Hans from the website there, cardinalguide.com.
And you can get a copy of the book. I'd be glad to send you one. You know, so we didn't come on the air today to talk about a bunch of rich celebrities that died without a will, okay? And my guess is what I found interesting is that Robbie had not even heard of these stories until I made them aware of him, and I think he's like a lot of people. I mean, it's like, okay, so this person with a lot of money that, you know, they passed away, how does that apply to me? What do I care, okay? And we're bringing those up to just point out that people of all situations the next story we're going to talk about is over half the people in this country don't have a will. I mean, they've never put pen to paper with an attorney, or they've done one of those will things online, or just something to say where their money goes. So they die intestate. And that's fairly troubling to me, and I feel as though it should be troubling to you.
Right, and I think that, again, that parable, Jesus asked that question to us. You know, what would it look like for you to be generous to God? Because obviously you're a steward of our families. You know, I'm a steward of my family. I'm a steward of my giving, my churches, the ministries I've invested my life into, all these different things, you know, that I would want to see, you know, go on to through the kingdom and bring, you know, future generations to the kingdom. And so, but the whole thing that really brought it to life for me was back at 9/11.
Well, yeah. And so I sent Robbie this morning, and I'd sent this to him before, the story that's in my book. And the story is that of Kenneth Feinberg. And Kenneth Feinberg was the person in charge of distributing the money to the victims of 9/11 and several other disasters. So this guy is an expert, very trustworthy, and he is the one that takes several billion dollars and decides who gets what, okay, putting a value on human life. And this article isn't really about the distribution of the money. It's about his thoughts in 2015 when he was just finishing this thing up and writing about it. And some interesting facts here is over half the victims had no will. I mean, this just literally broke his heart. So over half the 3,000 and something victims, I don't have the exact number, no will. The second thing that broke his heart, over half of them had no life insurance at all. So they were very much in need of this money that he distributed to them. And the third thing is, the first two things were about the victims, and the third thing is about the survivors. And he made, through the fund, available free financial planning. Okay, so for absolutely free, now that the fund's going to give you this money in compensation, now you can plan out and come up with a desired outcome for your own life. And only 78 of the 5,300 people took advantage of it.
Yeah, and the first two group were about the victims themselves. But interestingly, even though the victims were now aware of their loved ones who didn't do much planning, now find themselves in a similar position. We have a lot to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Of course, all this information, including podcasts, a previous show, all there at cardinalguide.com. We'll be right back.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by Cardinal Guide.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Today's show has been a lot of fun. We're talking about bigger barns are us, or hopefully, with a little learning from Jesus, bigger barns aren't us. You know, what does it mean to be generous with God? And we've kind of been looking at examples of that. Aretha Franklin.
It's just estate planning, or the lack thereof. And yeah, we talked about Aretha Franklin. We talked about Prince. We talked about Burt Reynolds, who just passed away. And then we just finished up on talking about Kenneth Feinberg, which is in my book, which this show is based upon, and really his perceptions in 2015 and what broke his heart and really what those things were is over half the victims had no will, over half the victims had no life insurance. And then when we get talking about the survivors, is only 78 of the 5,300 survivors who were all 5,300 were offered free financial advice, free financial planning from a professional, and only 78 of them took advantage of it.
Yeah, and the more I processed that, as I was thinking about doing this show with you, Hans, the more I realized, wow, here, this is, again, the Bible coming to life for me. Because I saw a sermon this weekend. I didn't see it. I was there with my daughter in Mobile in Birmingham, Alabama. And this pastor was given a sermon on the stoning of Jesus, and he asked a very penetrating question, and I love questions. Disciples love questions. And the question was, what upset the crowd so much that in Acts chapter 17, they stoned Stephen? They wanted to kill this guy because he just simply told them their own history. If you look at the sermon or what it was that he said that day that they stoned him over, what was it that got him so mad they wanted to kill him? And what this pastor said was, you know, the affront of the gospel, the thing that upset them so badly was that you can't do this by yourself. You can't save yourself. You need a savior. You can't escape your sin without any help. You need a savior. Well, when I look at that, of what Kenneth Feinberg discovered there, only 78 of 5,300, you know, Jesus talked about a narrow gate.
Yeah.
That he's sitting there, he sees 5,300 people that have this absolute opportunity to get wisdom and understanding so that they don't do what their loved ones did, which was die without a plan, die without any desired outcome. You know, not really think about what it is that would be generous towards God so you don't end up with that guy that, you know, you fool, your life has been, and who's going to get that? Well, for me to think, and I'm just telling you personally, this is, I take this real seriously, that the IRS and lawyers are going to be the ones that get everything I've worked my whole life for? Because that's what these people face. Oh, they worked their whole life, and who got the results of it?
Well, Prince's heirs, 2 years later, haven't gotten a penny.
Right.
But the lawyers have been paid, at least some of their money.
Right.
I don't think the IRS has gotten their money yet, but they can wait forever. They know they're going to get it.
So I read your book, honestly, and when I read this story before, I thought, wow, these people died without life insurance. I thought, wow, these people died without a will. Both seemed like a total affront to me, but the thing where only 78 of them got financial advice, that seemed to make sense to me because I probably wouldn't have either. I'm just being real. I mean, that's kind of how I felt. But now I'm sitting here going, oh, my goodness, if I fall in victim to this self-savior attitude that, you know, where I can't do this on my own. I can't
well,
do it
and,
without
and
God.
And so let's talk about that for a sec. I mean, that's what the show is about, and that's what I wrote the book for, is to try to break down financial advice for people that are coming up on retirement, in retirement, thinking about retirement. And I tried to break it down, and I did break it down into seven subjects. The one we're talking about today is estate planning and life insurance. There's seven categories, and we just try to talk in plain, simple English. And so if we get to that one thing in the story of Stephen, and so they wanted to stone him because he told them and informed them of the obvious is that you can't save yourself, and you're incapable of doing really anything without God and Jesus. And so these statistics with Kenneth Feinberg of 78 of 5,300 people took advantage of free financial planning when they're obviously very much in need. I'm not so sure that the other 5,200 people or whatever really thought they could save themselves. I think that it's just they either never got around to it, they didn't see the need for it, they don't trust institutions. And, you know, all of that's valid valid stuff. And furthermore, I think a lot of folks are intimidated by the whole financial planning, financial planners, lawyers, estate planning, is it's just intimidating to call these folks up or call somebody like me up and just say, I don't know what to do. I know I got this problem, I got that problem, and you kind of have to air what you see as your dirty laundry. And just the whole thought of that just stops people and puts them into a procrastination mode. So what we want to accomplish on this show today is really just kind of break this stuff down and talk about, so what do you need to do, okay?
Well, but getting back to that, I find it fascinating that the more I've thought about it, the more I thought, wow, that 78 out of 5,300 is really a more important statistic than those that didn't have life insurance and those didn't have a will. Because those who don't have a plan, the will wasn't done in order to accommodate your plan, or the life insurance wasn't done in order to accommodate your plan. In other words, those things are part of the plan. And
right.
If you got no plan, those just kind of stand out there, by themselves and may be no help, because when you look at, an example would be, like Michael Jackson. He had a will, but oh my gosh, what a mess, because the plan wasn't
sound and it wasn't practical. And
he had the Beatles songs and all this stuff.
He owned 100% of the Beatles songs. But I don't know who owns them now.
But yeah, without a sound plan, a great will or a standalone, but the idea is it still gets back to, wow, Robbie, I really need to ask myself that question.
Yeah, and you don't even need to listen to the rest of what I have to say or read my book. If you just got this one point, is you need to go to somebody, you need to go to a professional, and you need to sit down and say, what do I need? And I'm going to tell you pretty simply, you need a will, but it's kind of hard to write a will unless you have a plan. I mean, it just but you need a will. It'd be better for those people if they would have had something that they could have taken to the court and, right. Dying intestate is not good. So you need a will. And then importantly, you need beneficiaries on the stuff you have, like life insurance, like your IRA, all of those. They need to be well thought out beneficiaries, and they need contingent beneficiaries, because sometimes the beneficiary you name isn't alive when you die, and then the contingent steps up into the first place. So you need an overall plan. And what we're suggesting, and which is really a big part of the show, is that your plan needs to be in line with God and in line with your faith and what you want for the kingdom. And taking care of your family after you're gone is a big part of the whole kingdom, and having them not to fall burden to the church.
And that life insurance is a critical part of that, understanding the plan.
Well, yeah, the life insurance is for us average folks that don't have 80 million or 200 million, or we're spending a lot of what we're making just to live and to educate people and all that. And the life insurance is just like a self-completing estate plan. Is if you die before your time, there's a big, huge check that shows up right when it's needed, and there's no taxes on it. So the life insurance, and by the way, usually these very rich people, they own tons of life insurance.
Yeah, okay? And I was thinking it was cool. You were talking about Burt Reynolds. He may only had $5 million in assets, but for all we know, he had a $200 million life insurance policy, and his son was a beneficiary of that. That's the beauty of the trust, is we don't know.
I'm guessing that he did, and the trust is the beneficiary of that, and all that stays secret. Okay, and it's not going to just go to his son so that he can go blow it. I mean, it just, and he probably put in the trust just so that he can make sure that by the time his son gets to be an old man, there's still plenty of money laying around. Or in other words, he wouldn't live the rest of his life with that trust like Burt Reynolds lived his life.
Well, he's kind of like Solomon. He learned a thing or two. He did a thing or two.
He was funny guy. Smokey and the Bandit was one of my favorite movies, and I loved the snowman driving the truck when he ran over all the motorcycles.
Oh, Sally Fields went on to be Lincoln's wife. it's amazing stuff on all sorts of levels. But it does point back to, as I've done more and more of these shows with you, Hans, that to understanding, you know, the advantages of what Solomon taught in Proverbs, that, you know, with many counselors, plans succeed. Well, you know, being without any counselors, it's a pretty good idea that it's not going to succeed. So, you know, at least one counselor would be a really good idea.
So if you want to get some information on all of these subjects, it's all there at cardinalguide.com. You can look under the Seven Worries tab, and each one of these individual subject areas is there. And like, for instance, today's is life insurance and estate planning. And then the chapters relevant in both the book and the workbook are there for free. You can just download them. You can read them. You can also find both of my books on Amazon. They're fairly inexpensive. If you send me a message and you tell me you'd listen to the show and you'd like a copy of the book, you can go right on cardinalguide.com, put book offer. I'll be glad to send out either a digital version or I'll send you one in the mail, the book, and be glad to do it, no charge.
Right. So we are just thrilled to have had you on our Bigger Barns for Us show today. We've had a good time with this. Again, you can find all this information at Cardinal Guide. You got to put that guide after the cardinal, cardinalguide.com. Thanks, Hans. What a great time.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.